This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday said the Gaza ceasefire deal needs to get done in the coming days, adding the United States, Egypt, and Qatar will do everything possible to get Hamas on board.
We need to get the ceasefire and hostage agreement over the finish line, and we need to do it now.
Blinken, speaking to reporters in Doha, said once Hamas agrees to the proposal presented by Washington to tackle disagreements blocking a ceasefire deal, they would also have to get agreement on implementation details. Blinken said the U.S. has long said it does not accept a long-term occupation of Gaza by Israel. Turkey's embargo on trade with Israel is facing growing scrutiny amid opposition claims it's being increasingly avoided. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Protests against trade with Israel are continuing across Turkey. Opposition parties are bombarding social media with videos condemning the trade and blaming Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The demonstrations come despite official figures showing the $7 billion bilateral trade has fallen to all but zero since Erdogan imposed a trade embargo on Israel in May. But analysts say trade is continuing by third parties. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday likened Ukraine's incursion into Russia to a 2004 school massacre in which some 330 people died in a hostage siege. Putin visited the school for the first time in almost 20 years, paying tribute to the victims at memorials, including a cemetery and the site of the destroyed school, where Chechen militants took more than 1,000 people hostage. This